Blog Talk Radio.
Bitch, don't try me, ho. Bad like a villain, I pop it and then I reload. All the best things in life come for free, but don't you think that applies to me? I do what I want cause I know that I'm hot. Ain't no damn, but you know how I ride. Don't need no papers to give you a chop. Took me to dinner, then I took a mile. I like it when you call me crazy, long as you keep calling, baby. You think it's cute that I know how to shoot. Don't you get if I pointed at you. Broke up with my ex, dumped him in the text. Would wish you the best, but I already left. Date night with my bitches, get real twisted. You know what you could do? Get my ass a bunch of kisses.
My pear shape all dripped up, it's freezing in my body. Oh, I'm a Ghostbuster.
Now listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I am your host, Mother Man May, and this is Street Smart Radio. We are live all week, every Friday, every Friday for the month of March. Even in spite of coronavirus, we are going to be coming live to you on Friday with the Black Trans Empower Hour. Mother Man May is in the building. If you guys have any questions, comments, or anything you would like to add or say, or be a part of the show, you can reach out to me and join the conversation by calling in 215-383-3855. Again, that's 215-383-3855. And you are listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour, Street Smart Radio. Mother Man May is in the building. Believe it or not, I almost forgot, like, tonight is so much going on and things are moving so fast. I really almost didn't make it here. Like, I was like in the middle of totally something else. Counting down the seconds to RuPaul Drag Race, getting my popcorn together. Jill's in the kitchen getting steaks and stuff on the barbie or whatever she said she was going to do with her life. And I was just anticipating it. I really had forgot about the Black Trans Empower Hour. But because I work from home, bitch, I am here in the flesh live and in color, and I hope you are happy and you enjoy this Empower Hour. All right, so this week, before we get into a whole bunch of craziness, I'm going to start with some light note information, some good news, some good shit. I watched an amazing movie today on Netflix called Self-Made, inspired by the life story of Madam C.J. Walker. And since it empowered my day so much, my quarantine day, and made me feel so good about my Black trans life, I wanted to share this thought with you guys and remind you to please stop by Netflix and check out Self-Made and learn about Madam C.J. Walker and all of the things they have to say about her in the movie. I am not going to spoil it, but I will warn you that it is really good. And I guess it's stated in the movie pretty much that this is not necessarily a bio or autobiography or an accurate depiction of her life. But however, it's a great interpretation of a great inspiration or whatever story, and it's really good. It's amazing. Tiffany Haddish is in it. She does a good job. She's not a comedian. So she is a comedian, but she's not really playing a comic role in this movie. It's more acting, and it was real good in my opinion. She did her thing. I was proud of her because I've been kind of on the fence with Tiffany. Like, I'm trying to figure out if Cat Williams right. Is she really not that funny? And we just gave her that one movie and she just, like, we gave her too much. Like, but this time she showed up, she did her thing, and it was really nice. And y'all know the other girl, I don't want to mess up names, Octavia Spencer. Y'all know that she's a great actor. She played Minnie in The Help or whatever, and we always enjoy her. So y'all should really check this out. I'm endorsing it, even though I don't get no check. I'm endorsing it. I'm telling y'all, Black Trans Empower, I always put it out there. We love Black women. This is a Black woman empowering role about the first Black female millionaire and the things that she did. And I want to tell y'all that I learned today that Booker T. Washington is a half-breed. Is that a racist? I hope that's not a racist word. I'm not trying to be racist, so let me rephrase that. I apologize if I offended anybody. I heard that Booker T. Washington is mixed with Black and white. He is biracial. That's what I'm looking for. He is a biracial, and I learned that in the movie. I never knew that. And also, he was kind of messy to women, but it was a time period. So anyway, you hear it from me. Please check it out. We'll be right back on the Black Trans Empower Hour with more information. Please stick around. Please enjoy the music. I told you, don't forget, if you have anything you would like to say, if you want to talk to me, if you want to ask me to something that I'm talking about, or we're going to talk about some things coming up, then please, please, please feel free to call in at 215-383-3855. I'm going to slow it down because that might be too fast. 215-383-3855. We need like a jingle. Like, I'm gonna have to hit up the people at the powers that be at Street Smart Radio, and we get us one of these artists that we be playing on our little show or whatever. Need to come in and do like a whole, you know, 215 kind of thing, so we can have something cute, so we can encourage people to call in. I mean, not me. I can write it because I'm good at that part, but bitch, I can't sing it. But in case you need like a melody, let me tell you, it's like 215. Yeah. So y'all stay tuned. It's more to come. Please watch. Please listen out to Black Trans Empire Radio. This is Street Smart Radio, and this is your host, Mother Man May. Stay tuned.
And I'm still fucking with ice. I'm on go. It's my year, time to change the game. All these bitches don't be calling my name. I'm on go. And your hating ain't stopping shit. I am pressed and I'm still that bitch. We on go. It's my year, time to change the game. All these bitches don't be calling my name. I'm on go. And your hating ain't stopping shit. I am pressed and I'm still that bitch. Yeah. summer.
I'm on go. It's my year. It's time to change the game. All these bitches don't be calling my name. I'm on go. And your hating ain't stopping shit. I am pressed and I'm still that bitch. We on go. It's my year. It's time to change the game. All these bitches don't be calling my name. I'm on go. And your hating ain't stopping shit. I am pressed and I'm still that bitch. We on go.
Logical with this bitch. Giving your mic a makeover. Tell Cornelius and Mario. This all star is taking over. I'm a beast. Lyrical warrior. I'm better yet a soldier. Yeah, you heard a few bitches. But Venom a bit colder. Coming harder. So your career, then leave the party. This the end to your beginning. I'm Ro-Ro, daughter. I want the racks on top of racks. Bitches, danger, danger. I'm kicking in your fucking door like a Power Ranger. Oh, it's morphin' time in my prime. Something like Mayweather in rain, sleet, or snow. I swear I get the cheddar. It's whatever. No other students can ever do it better. I'm a boss bitch, swaggin', and I am on go.
Get
up.
Man-made.
I put the new 4G's on the G. I tap into the bloody bottoms that's underneath. Cause all my niggas got it out the street. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with the whole team. Now niggas can't answer calls cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, these niggas salty. All this designer on my body got me drip drip. It's straight up by the objects, I'm a big crip. If I got up on a lean, I'm a sip sip. I run the wrestle with my queen like London and Nip. But I got rich on all these niggas, I didn't forget back. I had to go through the struggle, I didn't forget that. I hopped inside of the Maybach and now I can sit back. These bitches know me now, cause I got them big racks. Cause I'm getting money now, I know you heard that. Young nigga on the corner, bitch, I had to serve crack. Uncle fronted me some peas, had to get them birds back. We came up on dirty money, I gave it a bird back. Cut off the rain and I gave my bitch a new coupe. Either you running y'all gang or you too. Got a New Orleans bitch and that pussy voodoo. And I'm that nigga now, who knew? I put the new 4G's on the G. I trap into the bloody bottoms is underneath. Cause all my niggas got it out the street. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with the whole team. Now niggas can't answer calls cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, these niggas salty. I've been waking up to get the money, whoa, whoa. Got a bad bitch ass, daddy, whoa, whoa. Da Vinci to my toes, two twins, I'm fucking a boat. I put in new AP, the water like a boat. I was down bad on my dick, where was you niggas at? I know you turned your back on me just to get some wreck. I seen you swerve back, cause I'm in the black back. New diamonds on me, fuck a flash, this ain't Snapchat. Cause I been getting paid. Yellow diamonds on me look like lemonade. Got my baby mama that new Bentayga. Tryna get a dojo like a sensei. Rolls Royce umbrellas when I'm in the rain. Mind my business. I got brothers that did the time, I ain't kidding. All these rappers just talk about it, I listen. Going up, I ain't got no sky limit.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I trap into the bloody bottoms is underneath. Cause all my niggas got it out the street. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with the whole team. Now niggas can't answer calls cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, these niggas salty.
That's why we ball on these niggas. That's why we ball on these niggas. Watch me fall on these niggas, yeah, yeah.
Man made. Welcome back to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I am your host, Mother Man May, and you are listening to Street Smart Radio. Please feel free to call in at 215-383-3855 and join this conversation if you have something to say, add, or just be a part of the topics that we're talking about tonight. So I have breaking news. Like, this is the second week in a row, I think, that I have brought you breaking motherfucking news, like, live on air. If you haven't heard, if the word isn't out, if you haven't gotten to the street yet, Andy Cohen has tested positive for COVID-19 coronavirus. You heard it right here on Street Smart Radio. Andy Cohen, bravo Andy, is positive for the Rona. Miss Thang says, after a few days of self-quarantine and not feeling great, I have tested positive for coronavirus. As much as I felt like I could push through whatever I was feeling, like I could be watching what happened from home, we're putting a pin in that for now so I can focus on getting better. I want to thank all of the medical professionals who are working tirelessly for all of us and urge everybody to stay home and take care of themselves. That's what Ms. Andy Cohen has to say to the community. She wants you to know that she has the Rona. Now, if you was listening last week, I had warned y'all that black people may be immune to the Rona. And I don't know how true that is no more, because there's been a lot of black people this week that came back with the Rona. I don't know what their bloodline is. I don't know if they from the African of Africa. But I ain't taking no chances. I'm on hide. I'm not like self-quarantined. I don't really know what that means. But bitch, I ain't going nowhere. I ain't got to be. I don't understand. I was looking at Facebook the other day or whatever, and they were showing pictures of people in Florida, like hundreds of thousands of people just like on the beach, like getting their suntan and their waves and all. Like, girl, y'all ain't heard. Like, y'all don't understand. Y'all ain't getting it. The children gonna be sick to death. And it's crazy because they telling you on the news to stay in the house and wear a mask and don't touch or talk to nobody. But then they turn around and say, well, 80% of y'all are going to make it. That don't sound like it go together to me. It don't sound like an 80% survival chance when y'all say don't come in contact with the bitch that you don't have to. They said on the news today that don't go to your mama's house and don't invite your mama over to your house. Like, bitch, it's serious. It's real serious when you on FaceTime with your mama because you don't want to get nobody sick because you don't know who got the virus, the Rona, and who don't. Because, you know, they say some people don't really have the same symptoms or any symptoms at all. People walk around here with the Rona right now and they don't have no idea. Thousands of people, like, I walk around here with the Rona and don't have no idea, and it's just spreading and passing. I be nervous around people I love and care about. Like, I be like, is she coughing on the blood or is she coughing? You know, like, what's really going on, girl? And I think like this. I think the children are going to tell you, girl, I've been had this flu cough for 3 days or whatever. They just going to come around you and kill you. Because they don't want to die by themselves, so they gonna come out here and be like, ain't nothing going on, and cough all of your food and all of your face, and then they're gonna take you out. So you gotta be thinking about you. You gotta be like looking at the shit from a perspective that this bitch around is making excuses about why she had that dry cough for 3 days. But I will not, bitch. Get away from me. I don't want to be around you. Andy Cohen got the Corona, and girl, I'm scared to watch Bravo. Like, I'm pushing the button extra fast past Bravo because I don't want virus to jump from the TV to me. Like, it's real serious out here. The girls is like, yeah. It's in just this 1 week between this Friday and last Friday, the whole perspective to me of what's going on with the coronavirus has changed and went like a ray. Like, we don't even know. We don't know how we're going to survive it. We just got our fingers crossed that because we have survived it, things in the past, that we will survive the shit again. But that's all, like, fingers crossed. Like, this could be the big wave that take us all out and start all this shit over again. They were saying that Sylvia Brown that psychic lady with the funny eyebrows used to be on Montel. She told him in 2020 it was going to be a deadly disease, come wipe out a lot of people and then disappear. And bitch, here we are. And the worst part about this is how many people was in December talking about how amazing 2020 was finna be. Even I felt like 2020 was going to be some amazing year because, bitch, it's 2020. It just sounds fucking amazing. But, bitch, this don't seem so amazing. It just it ain't giving what I wanted. It ain't giving what I needed in my life. The wig drive for the Wolf Ghost Project was postponed because, bitch, it's against the rules to have more than, I think it's 10 people in a room or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, you can't hang out with people, too many people, so you can't do none of the events. So all of that shit been canceled. Everybody who had any plans on making money in gatherings, parties, events, any kind of thing, any kind of situation where it's more than one person, like, bitch, hang it up. Hang it the fuck up. What I say, this is my message to my entrepreneurs and my business investors. Prepare for this shit to be over. Because whenever the lockdown is over, it's going to be, people going to want to get out. It's going to be money to be made. People going to be ready to spend. Excuse me. The Rona, see how they got me. People going to be ready to spend their money. People going to be ready to get out of the house and do whatever. And they're going to be like, let's do whatever. So that's what I suggest to anybody who do any kind of event planning or any kind of makes their money any kind of way like that. Please be advised that it's going to be a lot of people trying to break out of their house, trying to spend their money when this is all over. Y'all keep listening to Street Smart Radio. This is the Black Trans Empower Hour. I'm your host, Mother Man May, and we're dropping the beat. Keep listening. What's up?
I ain't tryna. Yeah, ain't tryna be cool like you. Wobbling around in your high heel shoes, I'm clumsy. Made friends with the floor. 2 for 1, you know a bitch by 4. And 2 left feet, you know I always drop. My first thing a girl did was a bop. And the whole damn cake and the cherry on top. Shook up the bottom, made a good girl pop. You ain't even here to party. Ken in the club tryna pipe a Barbie. I don't wanna go with the flow back then until I touch my toes.
Let me shine.
Yeah. YK, yeah, we in this bitch. Hey, yeah. Hey, look. Hey. I just want drip in my body. Drip. Yeah. I just want drip in my body. Drip. Yeah. Like Tilla, I'm sorry, not sorry. Drip. Hey. Drip. Hey. Yeah. I just want drip in my body. Hey, I just want drip in my body. Like tell her I'm sorry, not sorry. My baby, she cute like a Barbie. Smoking gas, I ain't popping no Molly. If I got it, my nigga, you got it. All my niggas, they real and they solid. Can't get a wheel, please don't copy. I just want drip in my body. I just want drip in my body. Fuck around and get hit with the shotty. All my niggas is ramen, they naughty. Smoking gas, getting head from a thotty. High as hell, no fly as a pilot. If you with me, you know that I got it. All my niggas, yeah, we solid. Got too much drip. Talking shit, you get hit in your shit. Good gas to be smoked by the zip. D-Los, I'm just fresh in the bitch. Told my mama I'm gonna get rich. I just want all the gold on my wrist. Yo, we passing, yeah, that's my sis.
Caught that path, yeah, I'm scoring the shit. Touchdown, yeah, we finna get lit. Smoking gas, that shit smelling like piss. All these bitches, they stay on my tip. I got London, they talking about tip.
YK, you ain't speaking no shit. My brothers, it is what it is. Like pushy, I be bodying shit. Uncle died, I just do it for him. So I prayed every chance that I get. Get my family up out of the ville.
My family on top of them hills. All my niggas real, we never squeal. We be ducking, I ain't talking no nil. Packers coming, yeah, that shit is real.
Get it back, make a nigga run a lap. I ain't game, but I'm smoking on a threat. Disrespect, leave your ass in the past. Tell my brother I'm never gonna laugh. Pretty bitch with a nice fat ass. Hit me up so you know I'ma smash.
I'ma hit it and leave her in the past. Free the
bend over and hit it right from the back. Niggas say, but you can't go react.
Bad bitch, she white and black.
Yeah, I just want drip in my body. Yeah, I just want drip in my body. Like tell her I'm sorry, not sorry. My baby, she cute like a Barbie. Smoking gas, I ain't popping no Molly. If I got it, my nigga, you got it. All my niggas, they willing, they solid. Can't get a wheel, please don't copy. I just want drip in my body. I just want drip in my body. Fuck around and get hit with the shotty. All my niggas is ramen, they naughty. Smoking gas, getting hand from a thotty. High as hell, on fire as a pilot. If you with me, you know that I got it. All my niggas, they be solid.
Yo, and we're back to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I'm your host, Mother Man Maid. Are you in the building with me? So listen, it's been so much craziness going on that we have to be up there to the show. And even though it's like, I don't know, it's been a bleak and gray week. You know what I mean? Like, I really wanted to do like an uplifting show, but then I had to be true to the idea of what the show is, the Black Trans and Power, and talk about Black Trans topics. And this week, the topic that stuck out to me that I've been kind of like, to be honest with y'all, I've been wanting to get to this topic since we started, but I've been dreaded because it's such a difficult topic to talk about. But at the same time, I know it's important that we have these type of conversations. So, In all seriousness, while Corona is a big deal, there are still being LGBT people and Black trans people murdered, and this one story really stuck out to me this week. I want to read a little bit of it to you, and we're going to talk about it, and I'll tell you my opinion and my thoughts. So anyway, the headline reads, Detroit man convicted of killing transgender woman and two gay men. A 19-year-old man was convicted of killing two gay men and one transgender woman following a house party in Detroit in May 2019. On Tuesday, Wayne County jury convicted Devin Kareem Robinson of first-degree premeditated murder, assault with intent to murder, and felony firearm and triple LGBTQ slaying, according to Associated Press. He's accused of shooting to death three victims, Alante Davis, 21, Timothy Blanchard, 20, and Paris Cameron, 20, in the living room after a party he had been attending with around 15 guests. Two other victims were shot and wounded but survived. Cameron, the trans woman killed, invited Robinson to the party after the two met at 2:40 a.m. at a gas station, according to the prosecutors. Detroit Police Detective Patrick Williams presented several videos during testimony last November, which showed the man dressed in clothes that were similar to what Robinson was wearing in the gas station. In different footage, which was taken from a camera, Robinson's block, a man is seen pacing for a few minutes just before going into the party. Around 4 a.m., Robinson was seen outside the gas station, dry heaving, and then going into the station, buying juice and leaving without talking to the gas station attendant, who had told him earlier that Cameron and him were friends with LGBTQ. I guess he told them that the people that they met were, you know, gay, or they were a trans person or whatever. What's going on? So I'm going to wrap the story up for you and give you the basis of what happened. So the girls go to the store. They're having a party or whatever, and then it's some like what looked like an abandoned house or whatever. I'm not sure, but it looked like it from the pictures. I watched the court case. It really looked like it. If you want to go to YouTube, the whole thing is on YouTube. So they're in what looked like the abandoned house, or the house that no furniture is in, or whatever. And they go to the store, I guess, to get something to drink or whatever from the store. They see this boy in the store. We're going to call the boy Trey, because that, to them, that's what he was. They start trying to move Trey, the trans woman, you know, do her, she the bait. She get Trey to come over to the house, to wherever they was having the party at, which was not far from the store. So they get back to the store or whatever, I mean to the house or whatever, they have the tray. According to the boy that was there, they all sucked the tray dick or whatever. They took turns and had, you know, I'm not judging it, because I'm going to be honest, I'm too old for stuff like that, but back in the day when I was a young, silly person, I did a lot of things then, you know, for acceptance and approval from boys, especially straight boys. That's a big mistake that that we make in the trans and in the gay community. And we'd be so unaccepting of ourselves, and we'd be looking for acceptance in all the wrong places, and we do things for acceptance that we really shouldn't do, that we put our life in danger. And in this situation, I'm not saying that it was all about acceptance, but there was some nature of desire of being accepted, I believe, inside this danger to meet a guy in public that you don't know, take him back to the house, and then all of y'all suck his dick. Okay, that's dangerous. I'm not judging it. I want to be really clear on it. I'm not judging it, because I've been, when I was 19 to 20, I might have did this. This might have been something that I did at that age. I mean, like, we did stuff like that. Today, I'm a different person. I'm not finna suck no dick, like, with no group of girls. Y'all got me fucked up. What the hell this look like? Like, I'm not getting down like that. But when I was a younger person, a kid, and I guess I was so excited to be a part, you know, we having the straight boy to trade or whatever, that I was willing to do stuff like that. So I get it. And I'm not judging it, but it's dangerous. And we have to be more mindful and more thought provoking and like figure out what are we really doing when we do stuff like this. Are we putting our lives in danger? Like, I'm afraid of boys. Like, I am really afraid of them, because I understand that they will kill you to keep their secret. And when boys think that you won't keep their secret, they will go to desperate measures to shut you up, to shut you down, and to keep things a secret. So any boy that gives you the red flag, like, he don't want me to know anything about him. Like, if you are in this position as a boy and we are having sexual relations, and you have created a scenario that when you walk out my door, I don't know shit else about you. I don't know where you live, where you go, who you know, none of that kind of stuff. I just know you basically disappear off the planet until you're back at my door. Those are dangerous boys. Not saying they're all killers, not saying they will all kill you, but girl, if they do, it creates the problem of, bitch, he don't really exist to you. Like, we have got to really think about that. We create scenarios for these boys to not exist. So when they are murderers and criminals and all of this kind of craziness, it's like we've supported it. We've helped them with the task of being, like, secretive and getting away with it, because we've helped you hide. We've helped you, you know, sneak in at night, left the door open, left the whatever, did the whatever, erased the message from the phone, whatever you do that helps that boy hide his identity, you're assisting him in your murder. That's the way I look at it. If we're helping them hide their identity, who are we hiding it from? We're going to come back with more on this topic, because I got more to say about this. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Mother Man, Main Street Smart Radio, Black Trans Empower Hour. Boom.
Also with that fire, boy.
Uh-huh. Listen to bro. Let's go.
Where my badass bitches to the front. Cuties in the back seat, smoking on the blunt. Niggas want that high seat, so give them what they want. Got the juicy box. Yeah, I'ma give you what you want. Yeah, my name, I'm Mira O, bad from the street.
Hey.
Pretty brown skin, niggas wanna ski.
What up?
Say you wanna taste, say you wanna sneak peek.
Uh-huh.
I'ma tell you right now, nigga, pussy ain't free.
No.
Hey, boy, with the bag, fill it, baby, up.
Yeah.
Cash in the suitcase, put it in the truck.
Uh-huh.
Lounge by the swimming pool, top off next. I'm a girl's top notch, damn well respected.
Yeah.
Boom, boss rejected, you ain't got no paper.
Nah.
If your man broke, holding, y'all need to break up.
Mm.
Get out your feelings, hop up in the bag. Girl, you got the juice box, bitch, get that nigga mad.
Uh-huh.
Pop you a new car, paper tag. Running through Neiman's, flex up your swag. Posting a new shoe, flex up the jazz. Say he wanna play, hey, so I'm pippin' on that ass. Come here. Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for, what you looking for, huh? Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for, what you looking for, huh? Where my badass bitches to the front, cuties in the back seat, smoking on the blunt. Niggas want that high seat, so give them what they want. Got the juicy box, yeah, I'ma give you what you want. Mirror got that
niggas wanna try me. Oh, he need it now. Put that mirror in a IV. Highly likely, keep me on his psyche. Say you really wanna, better know it's pricey. Love the way I ride it, grinding on that pony. Got you all excited, juicy got you moaning. In it in the morning, juicy make you wake up. Get you in the shower, juicy make you stay up. Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for? What you looking for? Huh? Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for? What you looking for? Huh? Where my badass bitches to the front? Cuties in the back seat, smoking on the blunt. Niggas want that high seat, so give them what they want. Got the juicy box, yeah, I'ma give you what you want.
This is the thing that really stuck out to me about the story that really bothered me the most. So I told you I watched the case on YouTube or whatever, and I was watching as they sentenced the guy guilty to like 12 like murder charges or whatever. And it was very disturbing, mostly because he had no remorseful reaction, almost no expression. It was almost like the judge was reading the alphabet as she said guilty, and he really could care less. I'm assuming he had already made up in his mind that, you know, bitch, I'm getting guilty of everything. They know I did it. The people that were survivors that identified me, I had just been there. All the punks had sucked my dick, hand a transgender woman and all this stuff, you know, blase, squase. The woman had my number. The trans woman had his number in her pocket or whatever. They had plans to hook up again later, blah, all this kind of stuff. Like, he left under the impression like he was happy trade. And that's the sad part about it. Like, they sitting there like high-fiving. Like, you know, like when I guess I'm gonna compare it to when guys meet a girl and they all run a train on the girl and they're celebrating it. That's kind of like how the scenario seemed, in my opinion. Like, they were all sitting around celebrating like their victory of like having this straight boy or whatever and doing whatever with the straight boy, and like he like bust in the door with a gun and just start pop 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 and shooting people. And then it was so traumatic because they played the 911 phone call when the best friend called 911 or whatever, and I was like crying listening because it was so emotional, and you could hear the pain and the fear in his friend's voice. That actually, who barely made it out alive, because when the boy came in shooting, I guess he didn't notice the friend had like ran off in the bathroom and hid or whatever until he left. But his initial goal was to come in and kill everybody in the house, and I guess that was for. And he says that he killed them because he didn't want nobody to tell that he was there, what he was doing with them and what they did or whatever. And that shit was crazy. That shit was crazy because that's bring us back to what I was saying about these secrets that we don't understand how important they are to these people, that they don't get found out, how difficult the mental space is when you have a sexual desire for something that you're being constantly told is wrong, and so wrong that you're willing to kill people to keep it a secret. Like, I don't even understand what empowers you to kill a bitch, not so nobody will know that you had your dick sucked. Like, I don't even, like, what did your mother say to you about gay people? That's who I, and you know what, that people might not like this, but that's who I blame. I blame his mama and his daddy and his upbringing. And what did y'all say to him that made him, about gay people, that would make him kill a bitch about a blowjob? Because this was a voluntary situation. They didn't have the gun. They didn't put no gun in your head and say, go, come over here and get in his head. They was like, yeah, you went over there voluntarily, got your dick sucked, and then killed somebody for sucking your dick. That's some real, like, deep, deep shit. I think the parents should be arrested, too, because this kind of parenting should be illegal. How do we do this to our children? Well, that we teach them it's better to be dead than to be free. We are raising slaves. the mentality of, that's a deep slavery mentality, that I'm going to kill my, I'm going to kill these people because I'm in fear that they may tell someone I know what I did voluntarily because I wanted to on my own as an adult, free of will. And now three people are dead, and it's just, it's some sad shit. And it's really, it's home for me, but it's both, especially for me, because the scenario is so familiar to my past. I could see how easily this could have been anybody I knew, anybody, any of my friends that are on the spectrum of LGBTQ, IASTLGBRICMARSA, we all could have been in the same scenario. And it's only because in our community there is praise and worship put on masculinity and heterosexuality that we desire approval, that we get lost in these spaces, that being in their spaces, being accepted in their spaces, even when they only accept us and not just not the group, but one person, we find comfort in that. It's nothing more annoying to me than someone who tells me, I don't like them, but I like you, or I don't like gay people, or I ain't with that gay shit, but you cool, or because you're my family, or because I've been knowing you for so long, I'm cool with you, but not nobody else. Bitch, that's not even realistic or possible. If you don't like gay people, if you don't like trans people, if you don't like black people, you don't like me. You can't stand in my face and tell me, oh, I don't like black people, but Miss Terry, Miss Kia, Mother Man May, Latravius, you're cool. No, bitch, if you don't like black people, you don't like my mama. Like, you don't like, I can't fuck with that. So if you don't like gay people or trans people or LGBT or anybody on the spectrum, bitch, I'm offended. You can't be my friend and then not be comfortable with our friends' friends. Like, that doesn't work for me. And I think that those people, to me, are selling out. When you allow people to create those scenarios and put you in those spaces, you're selling out in that space. Standing up, like, okay, I'm going all into it. But anyway, this reverts back to what I was trying to say about acceptance and approval and the way that we behave and the way we put the wrong things on a pedestal and desire things that make us feel accepted and approved that really are not that. And that's what I'm saying. Here in this situation, I don't know if that was a desire, but it obviously had something to do with wanting the approval and acceptance of this community, of this person, of this kind of this masculinity that would lead you to line yourself up behind other bitches to suck his dick and then him to come back in and kill you is toxic masculinity at its greatest, toxic, most dangerous, horrifying existence ever. And then they have no remorse. But I guess, you know what? I guess remorse would be unreal based on the fact that, bitch, you went in there to kill them. You left, thought about what you did, lived in your shame for those moments, came back to kill them. It's like, I'm trying to figure out, did you go get a gun or did you have the gun on you the whole time? That was a big deal back when I used to, and I'm going to say that, back when I was a horse slut bitch, like one of those girls that would do some dangerous shit like that, that was a big deal. We tried not to be that dangerous. Like, if we knew you had a weapon or something that could harm us, we would try to be more smart. Not all the girls. Some girls didn't give a shit. They'd be like, well, girl, don't shoot me. I still want to suck your dick. But, you know, I was trying to save my life, so I wasn't that girl, but I've done some dangerous things, so I totally understand how this happens, and I totally feel bad for them three that passed away, and the people that were shot, and everybody who went through, the parents, the community, because this had to be fucking devastating. Like, real talk, and this had to be some very devastating, hard to deal with kind of shit, because I was crying watching it. But anyway, we'll be back. Black Trans Empower Hour, Mother Man May, Street Smart Radio, 215-3855. Call in, say something nice, join me. Keep listening, more music coming. Mm-hmm.
want me to, an obstructive view. When you knew the picture was bigger, who am I kidding? Knew from the beginning. You ruin everything, you do it every time. You are my enemy, you are no friend of mine, motherfucker. You motherfucking right, you motherfucking right, I'm bitter. You motherfucking right, I'm triggered. You motherfucking right, I wanna fuck you right now. I just turned the lights out now. So you know when the sun go down, that's when it would all go down. Been a minute, been a while. Ain't nobody hit it since you with it. Know what to do with it. But ain't no me and you without you in it. Damn, I'm about to burn this bitch down. Think I need to lie down. Cause I'm not tryna wild out now. But right now, don't know what I'm capable of. Might fuck around and go crazy on cuz. Might fuck around, have to pay me in blood. This ain't the way that you want. Might catch a case in this bitch. Don't let me catch you face to face in this bitch. Dying my heart, it's not to disrespect you. After what you did, man, what you expected. You motherfucker, you motherfucking right. You motherfucking right, I'm bitter. You motherfucking right, I'm triggered. You motherfucking right, I tryna let the time slide, yeah. Tryna let the time go by. Tryna let the time heal all. All you meant to me, all that history, all that history. I'll calm down eventually, fall back eventually. Please call me back eventually, fall back into me, yeah. Maybe I'm overreacting, maybe I don't know what happened. You know all of my bad habits, you know it's hard for me to control that shit, man. Cause when I get mad, I get big mad. Should've never did that, get back. About to feel the wrath of a menace in my bag and my feelings. I'm a bad little bitch, you know. I'm triggered when I see your face. Triggered when I hear your name. Triggered, I am not okay. You need to stay out my way. Triggered when I see your face. Triggered when I hear your name. Triggered, I am not okay. You need to stay out of my way. You need to stay out of my way. Yeah. You need to stay out of my way. Yeah. Oh,
welcome back to the Black Trans Empower Hour for our last segment of the evening. Again, for the last time tonight, I am your host, Mother Man May, and this is Street Smart Radio 215-3855. Please call in. I'm sorry, that's not right. Okay, what's the number again? I always forget the number. I'm horrible with the number. It is 215. Oh my goodness, I said it earlier. 215-383-3855. I'm gonna write it on my forehead and on my hand like notes so I never forget it. I don't know what is wrong with me. Anyway, on to the last story. Just to get it out there, 215-383-3855. Call in with your opinions. If you got like 10 minutes left, this is the last story. It's not that exciting. It's kind of a sad story, but I don't want to leave you without bringing you the latest news so you can be abreast to what's going on in the trans community. So here it is. A man in custody accused of shooting and killing a transgender woman inside an ambulance in the parking lot of South Carolina days in early Wednesday morning. 32-year-old Prentice Best was arrested and is facing charges in the murder of the woman whose family identifies 34-year-old Monica Diamond. Best was taken into custody at the scene, according to Charlotte Mecklenburg Police. I'm going to say Charlotte Police. Shooting happened around 4 a.m. in Days Inn Aztec Mexican restaurant parking lot on E. Woodland Road near Old Pineville Road. Charlotte police says officers were called to the Days Inn in regarding to a disturbance where they were met by 5 to 6 people. Medics responded to the area after one of the police reported having shortness. One of the people, not the police, reported having shortness of breath. I'm assuming that's a transgender woman having shortness of breath. Police say medic was with the victim in the back of the ambulance when she requested a friend come to assist her. Medic did not best enter into the ambulance, and then when police say he left, they came back and shot Diamond several times. Medic tried to treat Diamond, but she was pronounced dead on the scene. So, if you missed that and you didn't understand what just happened, if I was reading too fast, basically, the transgender woman was in the ambulance complaining of shortness of breath, probably hiding from whoever this guy was. He opened the ambulance and shot her right in front of the people, and then I guess just went to jail. Now, that sounds like it was some deep shit involving that, and I don't have all the details, but when I get them, I will definitely bring them to you. I have a lot of suspicions and guesstimations about what might have happened here, my own personal experience, but I won't give you all of that because it ain't even worth guessing, asking about. We're going to wait for the details to come out because you know it will come out. And we'll find out what's going on, who was having who, what's the real tea, what's been going on behind the scenes or whatever. But I want to send a word out and a prayer out to the family of this particular trans woman who was shot and who was killed right in front of the police by somebody who must have been like almost basically insane. And send love about you and start the ambulance, Google and find out what's going on and see what you can do. We want to send our love to Charlotte. Also, before we get out of here, before it's over, we want to send our love from Street Smart Radio out to everybody who is currently suffering financially or whatever kind of suffering the coronavirus is causing you. We love you here at Street Smart Radio, and we want to see you prosper. Your names are in our hopes and our prayers and our words of encouragement, and we send our love and blessings while you're quarantined. Please keep it locked on Street Smart Radio while you're quarantined. We will have the most amazing show, the most amazing updates, all the tea you want. Anything else you need to know, check our social media. Thank you for listening. I am Mother Man May. This is Street Smart Radio, and this is the Black Trans Empower Hour. Bye.